This is probably another surprise that boys are abused at a younger age than girls and by more offenders. Boys are sexually curious at an earlier age. They don't realise that what's happening is reportable. I found in New Zealand, because I evaluated their child protection curriculum with all ages and with parents as well, and boys did not see the child protection program as relevant to them because only girls get raped, they said. They also, by the way, don't see the relevance of sex to pregnancy. So, and that's despite lessons. As they get older, this is what was confirmed by the Mulligan Royal Commission here. Mulligan found that most male victims don't feel confident to report until they're in their 20s, are confident in their sexuality, because there's the difference between the girls who are sexually abused by men and the boys who are sexually abused by men. It affects their image as males, and that they have to be confident in their support network. And of course, many men just do not admit what's happened. And the reason that you probably don't know that boys are more at risk is because they're underrepresented in government statistics. I get really cross when I see they accept 1 in 3 girls is sexually abused by the time they leave school, and they'll say about 1 in 6 boys. Look, I interviewed 200 male victims. They had been abused by 1,700 perpetrators. Out of that, 26 tried to make a report. Only one succeeded. The others were disbelieved or punished. That one was not, there was no prosecution, and as a result, 1,700 perpetrators got away with it.